Joining us this morning on K1, we get the opportunity to wrap up a year's worth of conversations with our Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamm, and 2016 nearly done, but just looking back at the election, not only across the state of Oklahoma, 77 counties going for our president-elect. Good morning, Todd Lamm.
Good morning, Charlie. Great to visit with you again.
Well, always happy to talk with you because, you give us a perspective from the state of Oklahoma of someone who gets to see all the issues as they come across your desk at the state capitol. 77 counties going for our president-elect, at least some consideration for several people, like our attorney general, now the apparent nominee for EPA.
Yeah, Scott Pruitt. And sorry for the voice this morning, Charlie. I've given a lot of speeches this past week, and it's going out a little bit on me. But Scott Pruitt has always gravitated toward and had great conviction on federal issues. Even as Attorney General, when he was a state senator, he always cared a lot about federal issues. So I think the EPA is a good fit for him. I know he's quite excited about it, kind of had his crosshairs on a federal job for some time. So I think it'll be good for Scott, good for the EPA, and I think he'll do well there.
He was in Bartlesville the morning after the announcement of that nomination, and I think a lot of people were ready to congratulate him on his apparent success. I mean, I still, we still have to go through the confirmation process, but in general, the Senate allows presidents to choose their cabinet, and unless there's some really outstanding issue, I think I heard yesterday it's only been like 6 or 7 cabinet nominees in the history of the country that have not been confirmed. So it would appear as though there's going to be one more Oklahoman in the president-elect's cabinet. So that's a good deal.
That is a good deal. And that last comment you made there, that's true. It's a compliment to Oklahoma to have an individual, in the level, high level of federal government. And some presidents have EPA as part of the cabinet. Some do not. I think it remains to be seen what a President Trump will have. But either way, whether it's EPA in the cabinet, EPA not in the cabinet, still to be the administrator of the EPA. Again, Scott loves those federal issues, and he'll tackle those with gusto, I have no doubt.
Yep. It is nearly Christmas. We've got our big Christmas giveaway coming up on Tuesday morning. We take roughly 3 hours and give away 12 big prizes. I think the overall giveaway in excess of $35,000 in cash and prizes given away on the air, and all part of our Shop Local, Shop Bartlesville, Shop Dewey campaign. Local merchants giving out green tickets, and then we get about over a million tickets all in one big drum and start drawing out numbers till we give away all 12 big grand prizes.
Well, of all the years I've been calling in, Charlie, if I did know that, I must have forgotten, because when you said, $35,000, that's significant. That's a neat program that you do, a kind program, and is really symbolic of the season. It personifies the season of the ultimate gift God gave us. Emmanuel, God with us, personifies that, and very generous of you all. That's a great program.
Well, thanks in part to our sponsors. Yes, there is the $5,000 big prize, prize number 12 from the radio station, but so many other businesses that are part of it, and if I start naming them, I'll leave them out, but from tires to cash to airline tickets to shopping sprees at local mall merchants, it's all part of enticing people to spend their dollars in the local community, the people that they go to church with, the people that support our local nonprofits, and of course, from a government point of view, your sales tax dollars remain in the community that provides police and fire protection and garbage pickup and water and everything else that we expect from local government.
Well, and again, this will sound like I'm trying to give a plug here a shadow of pandering. I mean, it's very sincerely. It shows, again, why Bartlesville is a great place to live and Washington County is a great place to live, because all those merchants that you mentioned, I know there are many more, want to give back. Yeah, there's an enticement to buy and shop locally, as you say to Charlie, but there's so much giving and so much community spirit and community pride in Bartlesville. That doesn't surprise me a bit.
Well, we picked up the, actually it was the chamber's idea, and then, I don't know, about, I'd have to stop and think, 15, 16, 17 years ago, we picked it up, and it's just been a radio station promotion since that time, but people have a lot of fun. We were on social media with folks, and I think nearly all, except for the most essential business stops, we've had winners call in from school cafeterias, from local employers, from home, from wherever they happen to be listening to the radio. And following along with our ticket giveaway. I know there are a couple of hashtags that are big, Shop Local, hashtag Shop Oklahoma. We'll add Shop Bartlesville and Shop Dewey to that list of hashtags, and hopefully continue to shop locally 365 and a quarter days a year.
Well, it's important to do, and as we've talked about on your program before, in addition to my title as Lieutenant Governor, I also have a moniker, Small Business Advocate, and everything you just listed is a small business. Over 97% of all our employers in our state are small business employers. So shopping locally, supporting locally, very important to do for our economy.
You have been traveling the state. I think you told me before we went on the air, your 77-county tour continues, and whether it's a repeat visit or whether it's the first time in calendar year 2016 you make it to a particular location, it's more than just, and I know we talk about this, more than just drive through the drive-through lane of McDonald's or Brahms or someplace and said, yep, check Washington County off, I've been here.
No, that's right. It has to be a visit of substance. I think we're on county number 74 for 2016. So just this week, I was out in part of the panhandle. I was in Beaver County. I've already done Texas and Cimarron County. I was in Beaver, Oklahoma, went to Laverne this week. That was on Monday. Went to Fairview for a little gathering. And then just yesterday, I was out in Kansas, Oklahoma, visiting a very unique school out there for at-risk kids, Cooks and Hills. And then after Kansas, Oklahoma, I went to Hulbert to visit the State Lodge, and had a meeting with the staff there and thanked them for their job. And then I had a large town hall meeting last night in Wagner. I had a huge turnout in Wagner, talked about economic development in Wagner and kind of where the state was headed, a little bit of forecasting from me for this coming legislative session. So I continue to crisscross the state, and as you know, I was in Bartlesville recently, in case the listeners didn't know that, relatively recently, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always a good turnout with the chamber, and I was shocked. I drove by Earl Sears Park, which is always pristine and perfect, and I saw one dandelion. So I had John Ford pull me around to the side of the school. I got out. I walked to the front of the sign. I pulled the dandelion from Earl Sears Park, took a picture, and I told Earl, who was out of town that day and busy, said, Earl, I'm doing my best to do my part when I'm in Bartlesville.
Make Oklahoma beautiful. What a great thing for the lieutenant governor to do. That's marvelous. I know we talk about this frequently, but why do you do it? Why do you make a point of visiting each county and talking of substance value with people? I mean, you were here last year. We really probably haven't changed that much.
Well, but there's always something going on, and it stems from this conviction or my heritage. I was born in Enid. My wife was born in Ada. My mother was born in Billings. My dad was born in Canute. Well, that's not in Washington County, so what's my point? You didn't hear me say the two large metropolitan areas in any of those birthplaces. Well, my conviction is, and it stems from my DNA and my heritage, I believe if we're going to have a growing, robust economy in Oklahoma, we must have a growing, robust 77-county economy in Oklahoma. If you look at every county or so many communities as pistons to the engine, there are a lot of pistons that must be in working order for the engine to roar, you know, to mix a lot of metaphors here. So Washington County is important. Osage County is important. Milwaukee County is important. Going down to southwest, Harmon County is important. And not all issues are the same. They're unique, you know, infrastructure issues, unique educational issues, job force issues, and I want to see firsthand what those are. And then the last thing I'll say is I also enjoy going to communities and hearing the good. I like working on problems, but I like hearing the good news, what the successes are. So when I'm in Elk City and somebody asks me a question, hey, we're dealing with this issue. Any advice on how we could tackle this? Well, yeah, absolutely. I learned this lesson in Bartlesville, or I learned this lesson, you know, in Pawhuska or Nowata. It helps me help other parts of the state.
Well, looking at the state as a whole, I know we started off talking about the election. Earl Sears ran unopposed. Travis Dunlap did have a contested race, and we have a new state senator in Julie Daniels picking up from John Ford. I don't know if you'll spend the night at the Daniels household or not, but I know that you were in town and asking to people to get out to vote, and those are our legislative team. I know Julie has been active getting down with her introduction to the state legislature, and I think the Senate has one more organizational meeting before they convene in February.
Well, and I think they do, and this will not surprise anybody, but Julie Daniels is going to hit the ground running. Her experience in city government, her experience in volunteer work, the partnership that she and Charlie have, they're going to be great additions and assets to the Oklahoma State Senate, and it really just carries on a tradition. You know, I might leave somebody out, but if you go Garrison to Pierce, Pierce to Dunlap, Dunlap to Ford, and if I left somebody out, I'd certainly regret that. But the mantle of the Oklahoma State Senate representation from Bartlesville is just really unique, outstanding, and special. And Julie will pick up where they left off. No shocking, Earl Sears ran unopposed, right? I mean, everybody loves Earl Sears, and he's a statesman even before retirement from politics. But he's just a statesman, and Travis Dunlap, you know, it's a matter of time before he probably runs unopposed. Bartlesville sends wonderful men and women to the state capitol, and they represent the community so well. It's going to be a challenging legislative session. That's no secret. But I think what we're talking about, Earl, Travis, or Julie, they're going to do a fantastic job representing the needs and the issues at the state capitol for their districts.
Well, certainly, as a executive branch official, you and the governor do have some input on the budget, but it's going to be another, I'm sure, daunting year for Budget Chairman Earl Sears to come up with a budget that meets the state's needs and tries to recognize all the wants and needs that every department brings to them every year.
It's going to be very challenging, and you know, the largest priority we should have, and there are many big priorities, but the number one priority as far as budget should be a teacher pay raise. And there'll be a lot of questions on how to raise that, how to provide the money for that, where the revenue will come from what we cut out another agency or department. But that's got to be a teacher pay raise has to be a priority this legislative session. And that's something you're probably going to hear me talk about more this session and leading up to it than you've heard me talk about in the past. I've always talked about education, but I've always been involved in policy as lieutenant governor, probably more than any of my predecessors. I care deeply about policy because that's what moves the ball down the field in any state or any governmental entity. So a tough session, a challenging session, but we have to get a teacher pay raise through this coming session beginning in February.
And yet there are other needs when I look at things that I'm just looking at your background, public safety, highway patrol. I think I heard right. Something like limiting them to ideally, you know, 150 miles a day on their mileage just because there's no money to buy the gasoline. Those are some critical issues that are going to have to be discussed.
There are, and I think actually the highway patrol limitation right now is 100 miles a day. That's very problematic, particularly if you're in need and, you know, the trooper that would have come to help you or assist you or arrest that bad guy has already driven, you know, 100.1 miles. Well, that's a problem. And that just shows a real lack of vision we've had as a state, from a state perspective, in the area of public policy. You know, we promised a trooper pay raise a few years ago. Not all that money was delivered through revenue sources. That's problematic. We need a trooper academy. And then staying under the umbrella of public safety, but shifting over a little bit, Department of Corrections. You know, whether it's infrastructure that's been dilapidated for generations and or the underpayment of our correctional officers, there are a lot of challenges, like I said. And not everything's going to be able to be done this session. That's why I listed the first priority, and then we'll try to carve it up and see what happens after we get that tackled.
Well, Scott, I appreciate your comments on that, Todd, because I know that Earl Sears and everybody else is going to have their hands full budget-wise, and we will talk budget issues, I'm sure, in 2015. A Merry Christmas and certainly a peaceful New Year to you and your family. I hope your youngsters get everything you're looking for, and somewhere along the line you and your wife can find something to be happy about as well.
Well, we're very thankful, very happy this Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year season. And it's going to be a great time with the Lambs, just spending time with each other, family time, enjoying the break from school, and just family, as so many people hopefully will take the opportunity to do. But Merry Christmas to the Tarvalettis. Merry Christmas to all the big family at the radio station and all my friends in Bartlesville and surrounding communities, Charlie.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll talk with you next year. Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb this morning on 1400 K1.